to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In Chapter 11, such as this, when a company files for bankruptcy, they keep the doors open, they keep operating the business, and management stays in place. So, and they have wide discretion to do whatever is necessary to keep the business going. And in essence, again, McCord is the guy who's in the driver's seat, and you can bet that this morning Bud Selig is not one happy camper at all. So again, this shift in power has happened, and I think it's very indicative as to the next step, of course, and that's the big one, as you and all your listeners know, is what's going to happen to the Fox deal. And right now, Frank McCord has a big edge in terms of getting that in front of this judge and getting approved, because in a bankruptcy court, turning down $3 or even $2 billion is a very hard task.
That's attorney Anthony Sabino talking about the possible benefits for the L.A. Dodgers owner Frank McCourt now that he's filed for bankruptcy. Major League Baseball number 10. On this week's Countdown, what's going on in Sports Talk Radio? Doug Steffen here with a welcome in to a review of the Talk Radio world for the week ending Friday the 1st of July. Seems hard to believe we're halfway through 2011, doesn't it? We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio this week as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the premier publication for the talk world, monitoring a lot of talk radio programs and great talk radio stations all across our country. So this week, Major League Baseball number 10.
Number 9.
The New Mexico wildfires, number 9 on the countdown. From CBS, Cynthia Bowers reports from New Mexico, where concerns are growing that the wildfires might reach Los Alamos National Laboratory, where 500,000 gallons of radioactive waste are being stored.
With fire burning just a few miles away, Los Alamos National Laboratory scientist Terry Wallace pointed out Area G. It's there 10,000 55-gallon drums filled with low-level radioactive waste are stored.
The bulk of the drums there truly are things like notes that are contaminated, gloves.
Those drums are housed outdoors in domes made of reinforced steel covered with a plasticized fire retardant fabric. The lab officials insist this site and two others containing additional radioactive materials are safe. More radioactive waste is stored in concrete tubes buried deep in the ground. Plutonium and uranium are stored in vaults inside hardened concrete buildings. Air quality tests over the sprawling facility show no traces of radiation, but critics say no one really knows what would happen if Area G caught fire. Los Alamos Operations Director Carl Beard refuses to even acknowledge a worst-case scenario involving radiation release.
I do not believe that there is any specific danger to the public from our activities at Los Alamos. The danger is from that fire on the mountain.
And people who live in the nearby town of Los Alamos, like Denise Lane, stand by the lab.
Those people who work there, they live next door to me. They're my neighbors. They're my friends. I know who they are.
Firefighters appear to be catching a break. The winds died down yesterday, and they are blowing hard again today, but they're actually taking the fire away from Los Alamos.
Number 8.
The number 8 item on the countdown is the decision by the Supreme Court to strike down California's ban on the sale of violent video games to minors. Host Mike Slater talks about Clarence Thomas's comments on this case.
The framers could not possibly have understood the freedom of speech to include an unqualified right to speak to minors. Specifically, I'm sure that the founding generation would not have understood the freedom of speech to include a right to speak to children without going through their parents first. As a consequence, I do not believe that laws limiting such speech, for example, by requiring parental consent to speak to a minor, I do not believe that such laws abridge the freedom of speech within the original meaning of the First Amendment. There you go. That's Clarence Thomas's argument right there. Interesting. So he says the Puritans had a strong father figure. John Locke and Rousseau, they saw children as a blank slate, and it was the role of the parents to mold the child's mind. Thomas Jefferson believed in a strict upbringing for his children. So when they talked about the freedom of speech, says Clarence Thomas, there's no way that they believed that that meant freedom of speech to children. Again, freedom of speech as originally understood, Clarence Thomas says, does not include a right to speak to minors without going through the minor's parents or guardians.
Up next, another court ruling, this time on the president's health care plan, plus the controversies continue for the TSA.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband
husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Diabetes is a growing epidemic affecting nearly 26 million Americans. But according to Crystal Bowersox, runner-up on American Idol Season 9 and one of today's most talented new artists, it doesn't have to prevent you from living your life. At age 6, Crystal was diagnosed with diabetes. Though she's managing the disease well today, she's had some close calls, including one while on the show.
During the competition, I was so busy rehearsing that I lost sight of my priorities. I let my diabetes sit on the back burner and wound up in the hospital. I let diabetes control me and almost lost everything that I have today. I realized then and now that in order to achieve my dreams and live life on my terms, I have to take control of my diabetes.
Crystal has partnered with the maker of OneTouch blood glucose meters to help people with diabetes understand that regular monitoring and managing blood sugar can help you live a full life. For more information about Crystal and to share your own life first story, visit the OneTouch Facebook page at facebook.com/OneTouch. I'm Lee Shepherd.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
We're up to number 7 on the countdown, the Obamacare ruling. This week, a federal appeals court affirmed that Congress can require Americans to have minimum insurance coverage supporting the president's health care plan. On the radio, talk host Jimmy Barrett here with Tev Troy, former Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services under George Bush, about the court's ruling, which was surprising since one of the judges that voted to uphold the law was appointed by George Bush.
First of all, what do you know about this particular appeals court? Should we be surprised at all by this decision, or was this expected?
Well, the reason I think it's making so many headlines is because there was some slight deviation from expectations in that one of the judges who voted to uphold it was a guy named Sutton, Jeffrey Sutton, who is a George W. Bush appointee. Up till now, all the people who've been for it, for the mandate, were Democratic appointees, and those against it have been Republican appointees. But, you know, you do have judges that don't vote party, and so it happens. I think this is going to be decided at the Supreme Court, and I don't think the Sixth Circuit changes that.
Yeah, and knowing that, with all these different states involved in, including, of course, Virginia, really, should the Supreme Court just gone ahead and agreed to fast-track this thing and save us all this aggravation?
You know, I'm not going to presume to tell the Supreme Court what to do. I mean, they've got
problems. Oh, why not?
They've got ways of going about this. But I think it would be better if this got decided sooner rather than later. I mean, you know, I would rather see it overturned. But it needs to be decided sooner rather than later because states are in this uncomfortable position where a majority of the states are opposed to this and have joined the lawsuit, yet they are forced to go forward with implementation because they don't know what's going to happen. And I think that's an uncomfortable position to put states in.
Well, it certainly is. In this particular judge's case, I have not seen the individual opinion from him as to why he ruled in favor of health care reform, if you will. Do you know what his rationale was in all this?
Yeah, he was talking about economic activity and the regulation of economic activity and requiring people to self-insure is a form of economic activity, he argued. Maybe you could say we've got an obesity problem in America, and non-eating of broccoli is an economic activity by that rationale, I think. But again, I'm not on the Sixth Circuit, and I'm not on the Supreme Court.
Number six. Up to number six on the countdown, those dastardly TSA agents this week. The folks at the TSA came under fire again for their ridiculous treatment of a 95-year-old terminally ill woman who was told she had to remove her adult diaper before she'd be allowed to board her plane. Host Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talk about the latest controversy with the TSA, this time a Nigerian without a passport and with another person's boarding pass that had expired, boarded a Virgin plane in New York for Los Angeles.
Apparently, CBS News has now confirmed that authorities are looking into a shocking security breach that took place at JFK Airport. It happened just last week. Investigators say a man named Olaji Olasan Niobe, he's from Nigeria.
Are you sure?
He boarded a Virgin American flight from Los Angeles from Kennedy without a valid passport or identification, using the expired boarding pass for the flights the day before and belonging to someone else. So not only was he using a boarding pass that was expired, it actually belonged to someone else. Officials say Niobe got through security and was able to board the plane. No one noticed until the flight was airborne when a flight attendant realized that he was sitting in a chair that was supposed to be vacant. That's when she walked over to him and said, "Do you want coffee, tea, or milk? And can I see your boarding pass?" She looked at that boarding pass, and it was expired, and it belonged to someone else.
This is it. I would say this is a case where they should have just, by God, done some profiling. But look, it doesn't sound like anybody was paying attention to anything at all here.
Well, do you feel safer now that they're patting down grannies and children? When this guy can board, do you feel safer?
Man, absolutely not.
Sean, good morning, Sean.
Troubling. Sean.
Good morning. Hey, listen, guys, I know this is going to sound kind of weird, but it's just the fact. If you've been to the airport in the past year, I have several times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people on TSA, everybody needs a job, no offense against them, but these people are morons. You've got one supervisor that's over about eight people, and these people should be working at convenience stores, so it doesn't surprise me.
They're underpaid. They're not the highly most skilled or highly trained or highly educated employees in this country, and now they're on the front line of defense and protecting our country, and they're doing these security pat-downs, these patting down the grannies and patting down the children. Meanwhile, this guy with an outdated boarding pass, no identification, no passport, he gets on the plane.
How can this be explained? How can this be explained? I'm sorry, but... in this day and time, his name and his country of origin or his birthplace, whatever, should take a little bit of notice as far as if they're going to be doing any profiling.
Where he's from his name had nothing to do with this.
But
he had no ID and no passport and no current valid boarding pass.
And
he didn't have a ticket to get on the plane.
And meanwhile, a six-year-old's getting patted down.
It has nothing to do with where he's from.
I know. But his name
or anything. He didn't have any credentials.
That's not the point. I know that's not the point.
They can't handle the very basics of getting on a plane.
He had nothing.
He had nothing.
Somebody was just asleep on the job. No, several people were asleep.
Several people were asleep on the job.
Yeah.
This is going to make you mad.
I would say, mistakes happen. But this is beyond this. This is one level after another that failed.
Coming up, we turn our attention to the economic crisis in Greece, plus the ongoing debate over whether we ought to be involved in Libya at all. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number five now on the countdown, the economic crisis in Greece. Talk host Gary Allen here with CBS's Jill Schlesinger about the problems in Greece and the concerns in Europe that it may spread.
People are driving through the S-curve here in Grand Rapids this morning going, well, why is Greece so important to me?
Right. And here's the answer to that.
Yeah.
It's just, go back to 2008 and think of it like, why do I care about this bank called Lehman Brothers going broke?
Yeah.
That's the similar situation in that if Greece defaults, then what happens is the perception around the investment community is, well, if Greece can go broke, then so can Ireland. So can Italy, and so can Spain. So we're going to stop lending money to those countries, mm-hmm. right? And once that happens, then those countries potentially could also default, which would set off what we call a cascading crisis. So think of it like this. Lehman Brothers defaults, then all these companies, right up to, you know, Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, really are on the brink of going out of business because their funds have yeah. dried up. And that's what happens. And so that is what they're trying to avoid in Europe. That's what they're okay. probably going to avoid.
Number four.
Number four in the countdown, the role the U.S. is playing in Libya. From CNN, Jessica Yellen talks with Ron Paul about the president's comments. The War Powers Act seems to be the focus here.
What's your reaction?
That's a horrible statement. No, he should get to the Constitution. He doesn't have to be a constitutional lawyer. You take an oath of office to obey the Constitution. If we don't know what it says, how can we take the oath? The Constitution is very clear. You don't go to war without a declaration. I agree there's some confusion with the War Powers Resolution because technically it legalized war rather than prevented war. So I don't particularly like that bill, but even if it's a law of the land, even that he has violated because he can't go to war by talking to the United Nations and NATO and refusing to talk to the Congress. I think this is so sad, and the kind of thing that I have been fighting with both parties for decades now, I think it's taken one step worse because he's been a little bit more aggressive in declaring that he is the unitary president, that he can do what he wants. He doesn't have to tell the Congress. So I find it rather sad that he has taken that position.
I want to ask you about a point Senator John Kerry raised. As you know, he's the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, and he raised the point that if Congress wanted a say in this, they actually had a chance.
You're saying the president violated the process here and didn't come to the Congress. He did come to the Congress. He sent us a letter requesting us to do the authorization, and we didn't do it. That's the simple fact here.
He's saying that Congress dropped the ball at the very beginning. Do you acknowledge that Congress could have done something and didn't?
Oh, they could have done a lot more, a lot sooner. That is true. They shouldn't have waited for more than 90 days. They should have immediately let the president know that he was violating the War Powers Resolution and the Constitution. But I don't know what he's talking about on the appropriations. He has no explicit appropriations for this war. So he doesn't have the money, and he doesn't have the authority, and we're slipping into another war. Nobody can even count the wars. Nobody knows whether this is number four or number five. With a country that's flat out broke, and we allow our presidents to do this, this just means that, the constitutional process and the economic situation in this country is totally out of control.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can call anytime, 800-510-8255. U.S. role in Libya, number four on the countdown. Recapping, Major League Baseball's 10, the wildfires in New Mexico, 9, Supreme Court ruling on violent video games, 8, number 7, Obamacare court ruling. Number 6, the controversies continuing at the TSA. Number 5, the economic situation in Greece. Number 4, our role in Libya. So that leaves numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs. Love your garden. Get 7. Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today, because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the next half hour of Talk Radio in the Focus. We're up to number three, the situation in Afghanistan. Just days after the president announced plans for a troop withdrawal, the Taliban attacked a hotel in Kabul. Host Jim Scott's here with military analyst Colonel Dean Schmittel about the use of drones in response to that Taliban attack.
It's fascinating how the U.S. drone and the chopper and the coalition snipers helped the Afghans in that, you know, to deal with that hotel attack.
Well, there's two different stories here. According to one story, the International Security Forces and NATO-led International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, they actually had a well-coordinated attack, a counterattack against the insurgents. And the insurgents, of course, were the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
And they came into the hotel or nine, I'm according to my source, armed with two machine guns, 14 rounds of rocket-propelled grenades, suicide vents, several hand grenades, and food and energy drinks to keep them going.
Okay, now, and things turned out successful in that, you know, they were all killed and they used the technology. But then there's the other side of the story that shows just how, you know, in disarray and unorganized and unready, maybe, some of the Afghans are.
That's right. That's a real concern of the Obama administration. We're saying the Afghan folks are ready to take over their own security. However, there was one ex-cop in there, Nasser Amiri, who was enjoying an evening meal at the hotel. Since when the Taliban attack occurred, different stories said the Afghan police ran and they wouldn't even give them the weapons so he could fight them himself.
So he was saying, hey, give me a gun.
Right. He says they ran a leftist there. He was incredulous at what he had witnessed. Some Afghan police fled with their weapons. Others stayed and did their job, and most of them left.
Wow.
And that's not very good news for us in training those guys.
CNN's Ali Velshi here with Joan King Herring and Doug Rhine, founder of the Marshall Plan Charities, about the organization that's trying to help the Afghan people stand on their own.
Joanne, tell us, in the simplest terms, what these Marshall Plan Charities are trying to achieve in Afghanistan.
We're trying to raise the ability of the Afghans to take care of themselves so they can fight their own battles and bring our commanders like Doug home. And the way we're doing it, Ali, it takes five things. If you're hungry and the water is polluted, you can't fight, and they're hungry, and the water is polluted. So we're having organizations that are nonprofits that have been doing this for at least 7 years successfully to work together to simultaneously achieve all the things that are necessary to strengthen the Afghan people so that it doesn't become a terrorist training camp again. Also, now, how do we get an Afghan army? 80% of them are illiterate.
But we can have a man battle ready and reading in 6 months and train the women and children, of course, to take care of the village. Then they have to have health care. It's the polio and malaria capital of the world. It takes a 50-cent sugar cube for polio. It takes a dollar and a half mosquito net for malaria. A woman dies every 45 minutes in childbirth. It costs $100 a month for a midwife trained to help them. And we can do this by utilizing these organizations that have already known how to do it, but they have to do it at the same time. That's what's never been done before. They have to have all five things: food, water, health care, jobs.
And in fact, Doug, you did this in your spare time while you were on a one-year tour in Afghanistan. You started a model village based on the stuff that Joanne's just telling us. So in other words, taking it out of this world of an ideal and making it practical. Tell me how this works out.
Well, actually, I was on my mid-tour R&R last Christmas, and we're visiting a family in Texas, and read an article in the Houston Chronicle that outlined Joanne Herring's concept of a model village. I realized through some of the other volunteer work I've been doing in Afghanistan that this fell in line with the ideals that we were working and striving toward. When I got back to Afghanistan, I talked with the folks I was working with, and we decided that it was something that we could take on as a side project. And I was able to work, you know, with the blessing of my commander for my unit to work in my free time to pursue this. And so between the three or four of us that were on our team, we were able to put together our selective village and put together a package that is going to hopefully make this make it a success.
So, Joanne, obviously you and Doug know a lot about the military stuff. You are an expert at this. You've understood military and military work in Afghanistan for decades. But let's talk about something else that you think is key to success there. It is farmers and crops and soybeans. Explain this.
Well, they're taking over the poppy fields. And the soybeans, you see, provide the protein that the people need to have. And also the women desperately need the protein to produce healthy babies. They've been at war for 30 years and not strong enough. But within 1 year, Ollie, we can change the whole face of Afghanistan with very little money. In fact, we could do a village of 15,000 people for less than it takes to keep a commander in the field or a soldier in the field for 1 year.
Up to number two on the countdown, the president's news conference on the debt. That's next here on your weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice. A two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, every corner of the world, and right here at home. Wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this July 4th weekend and save over 30% on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save up to 60% on a Craftsman 104-piece mechanics tool set, or save over 30% on a 9-gallon wet dry vac, each just $39.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores July 1st and 4th.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
Number two item is President Obama's news conference, Focus the Debt. Here, host Brian Thomas talks to House Speaker John Boehner about the president taking Congress to task for not getting it done.
I got to get your reaction to the scolding that you got yesterday from the president of the United States of America.
Well, it's pretty clear to me that he's in campaign mode and, you know, and not dealing with the reality that we face, that we're spending more than what we take in. We've got a huge national debt, and it's time for us to get serious about cutting spending and changing the way, the process by which we spend the American people's money.
Well, he points out something that obviously is very truthful, that all the bills that you're referring to, that the deficit represents, are bills that were ran up, that was for stuff that was paid for, bought, used. He talked about cars, vacations, et cetera, and that's not how a responsible family acts. Well, John, you and I and everybody else has been talking about how responsible families act, and I guess the point on the debt discussion seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Republicans are pointing out, yes, we have bought too many vacations, cars, et cetera, and now we're not going to buy anymore, and we want to pay off what we have promised people are going to get paid. It's the spending component. So he's almost supporting your argument in a way.
Well, in a way, he is, because he made it clear that that we've got these debts and we've got to pay them. I found it interesting, though, that he said it really wasn't his fault. He didn't really run up the debt. It was Congress's fault.
Right.
Well, listen, I remember the stimulus bill from 2 years ago, $1 trillion worth of spending that was supposed to create jobs immediately, and it didn't. Then it was unemployment wasn't going to exceed 8%, and obviously it's much higher than that. Listen, it's time for us to get serious about it. I've made it clear all year to the president. Personally, I've made it clear to him publicly that we are not going to increase the debt ceiling without real changes in spending.
Well, real changes in spending, given that, and I think you have made pronouncements, everybody who's looked at the economics and the reality of dollars that are spent by government points out that without fixing, changing, fundamentally or otherwise, the entitlement programs, which Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, you can't really rein in our deficit spending. Is that accurate still?
That is totally accurate. And I've told the president everything is on the table except raising taxes on the American people.
Now, when we talk about raising taxes, I think most people are of the mind that that means, the marginal tax rate will go from, say, X percent to something greater than X percent. But that also could include sort of phase outs of deductions. That would be a form of new taxes as well. Phasing out deductions as people's wealth goes up, kind of like alternative minimum tax. Is that on the table?
I've told the president that we're going to do fundamental tax reform, both on the corporate tax side and on the personal side, and all of those issues ought to be considered within the fundamental tax reform, where we lower the rates and get rid of some deductions and credits and special favors and everything else that's in the tax code. That'd be the appropriate place to deal with these things.
Talk host Greg Jarrett here with NBC's Chuck Todd. They talk about how far apart the Republicans and the Democrats are on dealing with the budget and the debt ceiling.
It looks like the Republicans and the Democrats are miles and miles apart, but there are some who say they're not really that far apart. That's just for show for the people who vote for him.
You know, the answer to your question, both questions, is yes. That's the problem. Yeah. Yes, there's a deal. Yes, there's an outline of a deal. And yes, they're miles apart.
But what's going to happen come August 2nd? That's the deadline, right?
Well, that's the deadline, although Treasury has a new estimate of tax receipts. And that's why the number, that's why the dates move. And, you know, as the economy picked up in the first half of the year, tax receipts increased because more people were working, et cetera. So that's why, remember, the original deadline had been in May, then moved to July, then moved to August. So there is an expectation that it'll move a little bit, but not a lot. So maybe it'll be, say, August 11th, you know, at this point. But we're still talking now. Bottom line is August. You know, we're not defaulting. Everybody knows this, right? That's what's so frustrating about covering the story. We all know the end game. We just don't know the path to get there. We're not going to default. We're not going to do all those things. But the White House wants Congress to vote to lift this debt ceiling, even though I think there is a strong argument to be made that actually it would be unconstitutional for the U.S. government not to pay all of its debt.
The debt ceiling is the hostage, if I'm understanding correctly. The Republicans and the Democrats, if I'm reading this correctly, and you help me out here, Chuck, are agreeing that cuts need to be made, but they're not agreeing on reintroducing taxes to those who make more money in this country.
That's right. I mean, that's and what you heard the president do is he seemed to draw a line in the sand that even if it's symbolic, he wants to get rid of a few of these tax loopholes that are associated with some big business and are associated with the wealthier. How much is unclear. You know, you look at some of these individuals, you know, like anything, right? You remember how Republicans used the, quote, Cornhusker kickback to beat up the Democrats on the health care plan. Well, that's a little bit what Democrats are doing here, you know, symbolically grabbing the corporate jet tax loophole type of thing, you know, because they think it's a symbolic way, a little class warfare going on here. As well, but a symbolic way to try to make the Republicans look like, well, they're just standing with the rich.
On Fox, Martha McCallum here with financial analyst Stuart Varney. They talk about a new poll which shows that a growing number of Americans think the economy is not going to recover.
Almost 40% of Americans say they think the U.S. economy is in permanent decline and that it will never recover. Think about that. That's a jump from when people asked that question last fall. Now 57% say that they believe it will recover eventually. Stuart Varney joins me now, Fox Business Network. Stuart, that is one depressing number.
Let me give you the backdrop to that very miserable number. Number one, you've got a national debt that appears to be out of control. No plan from the administration yet to get back to vigorous economic growth and what is a clearly weakening economy. Pessimism is on the rise and rapidly so. That number, 4 out of 10 people think that we are in permanent decline. That means they don't think we're going to get back to a vigorous economy like the good old days. We're no longer going to be economically dominant. We are in permanent decline. Half the people think that things are going to get worse for their children. You know, Martha, that is the American dream. That is America's inherent natural optimism being eroded. And frankly, I am shocked to see so many people thinking like that about America.
Yeah, it's very sad, especially when you put it that way. Everyone has always assumed that the next generation will be even better off than they were. And what we're seeing in these numbers is that people don't seem to believe that anymore. And that's a pretty bad situation to find ourselves in. Yep. And, you know, I wish we had some good news in these jobless numbers. But you can see why people feel this way when you look at this number, Stuart.
We do not have good news. Mm-hmm. 428,000 people appeared for unemployment benefits for the first time just last week. That means for 12 weeks in a row, that number has been above 400,000. That is a very, very high number. And it means that the economy is weakening and that the jobs and housing crises are still very much with us.
Okay, that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the presidential race. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one this week on the countdown, the 2012 presidential race and the focus on the Republican wannabes. MSNBC's Tamron Hall talks to correspondent Domenico Montanaro about a new poll, another poll which shows that less than a quarter of Republican voters are happy with anybody.
A new New York Times CBS News poll that shows just 23% of Republican voters are happy with the current GOP field of candidates. 71% say they want to see some new faces and ask if they're enthusiastic about any of the candidates. 7% name Mitt Romney there. Another 7% named Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, 2% named Herman Cain, while 67%, you see that, picked no one. That polling, at least at this point, says a lot, but what do the candidates do about it?
Yeah, it's very similar to what we've seen in our NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, where there's high levels of dissatisfaction on the Republican side with their candidates. Now, look, it's early. They still have to campaign out in Iowa and New Hampshire, South Carolina, so there's still a lot of time for them to be able to build some enthusiasm and support, but it's certainly a challenge going forward as they go up against President Obama, who's hoping to, you know, re-engage a lot of his base in 2012.
And Domenico, I get the it's early part, but if you're Mitt Romney, you're a familiar face. It is not early in the game for Mitt Romney.
Well, the one person who is generating a lot of buzz and enthusiasm, as we know, is Michelle Bachmann.
Right.
And, you know, we've seen her jump up in the polls in Iowa, jump up in the polls in New Hampshire today. Even there was a poll showing her in second place behind Mitt Romney. But that's great for Mitt Romney. That's exactly what his team wants. They want everyone to say, wow, you know, Michelle Bachmann might be the nominee. And then they can sort of build this electability argument. As we've already seen him try to move past the primaries in some respects, really try to focus in on this message. On the economy and say, like in 2004, what happened with Democrats, where John Kerry was able to win over Democrats and say, look, you don't want to elect Howard Dean. He's too far to the left. Well, Mitt Romney would like to do maybe the same thing with Michelle Bachmann and say, look, she's too far to the right.
Radio man Cisco Cotto here with Michael Barone from the Washington Examiner. They talk about the unfair treatment Michelle Bachmann is getting from the news media.
Seeing that there is a difference in what the media decides to mock politicians over when they make a flub, especially when it's compared with the president.
Well, the president talked during the 2008 campaign about visiting the 57 states.
And if not for talk radio and YouTube, no one would have even known about that.
Well, that's right. You know, so-called mainstream media doesn't like to focus on these things because it's against their political preferences, and it goes contrary to the narrative they have that, you know, Barack Obama is one of the most intellectual giants in American history and so forth. It's becoming apparent he is. And, you know, there was a really horrifying example of that the other day when the president went up to Fort Drum in New York to address members of the 10th Mountain Division, where he talked about awarding the first Medal of Honor to a live recipient, Jared Monte. Well, Jared Monte indeed was awarded the Medal of Honor by the president, but it was posthumously. He had died in I believe, 2006. The president did award the medal to Sal Junta, who was alive, and so forth, and that was what he was referring to. But, boy, you really hate to see a president make a mistake like that. I mean, I think I watched those ceremonies, and the president did a good job of awarding the medal and providing commentary on it and memorializing these individuals who deserve so much recognition. But then to get the name wrong, it just kind of broke my heart.
And he ended up calling the family to apologize, because, of course, that's painful for the family.
Well, it's just painful all around. It suggests that he's not giving this quite the level of attention that he seems to have. Or, you know, maybe it's just that the teleprompter was on strike or something. But I was very sorry to see that. And you know, I didn't make a whole lot of it because it just pains me as an American to see the president make a mistake like this.
But then when you see what certain folks in the media decide to run with, you know, Michelle Bachmann makes some remark about John Wayne.
Well, and they keep talking about John Wayne Gacy, who wasn't born in Waterloo, Iowa. I mean, I don't know, why is that relevant?
He lived there for a year, but most of his time was here in Chicago as a Democrat precinct committeeman.
Although the Republican chairman said at the time that he didn't hold the Democratic Party responsible for the death, which is a fair enough statement.
After evaluating it.
No,
But you hear this stuff, and really, you sit there and you go, okay, now there are things that are trivial, right? Like someone getting a reference wrong, like John Wayne, and then this this pain of getting it wrong when you're talking about one of the troops, but one gets talked about and one doesn't.
Well, as I say, it reflects political bias, and it also reflects kind of slavish adherence to a narrative in which, you know, Michelle Bachmann is an error-prone individual, and Barack Obama is one of the great intellectual lights of our time. Well, that narrative isn't really accurate, but the mainstream media doesn't want to do anything to disturb it.
The 2012 presidential race, that's the most talked about topic this week on talk radio. So let's recap from number 10 to number 1 again, Major League Baseball and sports talk radio, number 10. The New Mexico wildfires, number 9. Supreme Court decision on violent video games, number 8. Number 7, the Obamacare court ruling. TSA screwing up again, number 6. Economic crisis in Greece and spreading to Europe, or the wonder, that's number 5. Our role in Libya, number 4. Situation in Afghanistan, number 3. Number 2, the president's news conference. And the 2012 presidential race, number 1 this week on your Talk Radio Countdown Show.